16. Climate, weather, and affecting thoughts. Our climate is a factor in our evolution. We greet you on this fall day in September, when the leaves are turning orange and falling from the trees. In Telos, it is evergreen, for our climate never changes. We celebrate spring all year around, for our foliage always stays green and our flowers are always in bloom. Such is the weather pattern in Telos. Our temperatures range from the low 70s to the middle 70s, making it very comfortable each and every day. We're able to wear light clothing all year round, and we never get too hot or too cold. We have created an ideal climate underground, protected from the radiation of your sun and ravages of inclement weather conditions. Our stable climate is another factor in our accelerated evolution underground. For this stability gives us a much wider reach in which to develop our talents, and to do what we want to do, when we're inclined to do it. As a result, we can take advantage of our inspirations and act in the moment instead of waiting for the ideal weather conditions in which to pursue some activity. It's a definite advantage that promotes growth in the now. It is always now here in Telos, because we've learned the universal law of doing and acting in the moment, rather than putting things off for a future date, such as you practice on the surface. For life is meant to be lived in the present moment, when you can take advantage of all forces coming together to create an opening and an opportunity for advancement along your path. Climate plays an important role in the development and progress of a civilization, and our climate allows us to move as quickly as we choose through life's activities, without impeding our flow. So envision your climate as stable and ideal, and yourself as a bastion of strength being moved along by a gentle breeze of encouragement and inspiration on your path to the stars. There is a connection between your lives and the weather. Now we will talk about the climate on Earth, and why the balance is precarious at this time. All planets have distinct weather conditions. Some are mild and some are harsh. The milder the climate, the more adaptable that planet is to life forms. The harsher the climate, the more formidable it is to evolve in physicality and spirituality. Up to now, your planet's climate has been mild, and life has been easy for all. Now, the plates of Earth are shifting, causing destruction, and the weather patterns are severe in intensity, causing flooding, earthquakes, and hurricanes. The only way to quell these storms is through your concentration on God, the creator of all, and by standing firm in your knowledge of immortality. For no matter what happens around you, know that you are safe in God's arms. Your soul knows no decay or death. It is only your mind that imagines these things. On the surface, you experience great fluctuations in your temperature, with enough variation to cause hardship. Your surface weather fluctuates to such a great degree that it has gone out of control, similar to the loss of control your lives exhibit at times. For there is definitely a correlation between the lack of stability exhibited in your lives and the weather patterns. As you think a thought, it goes out into the ethers, where it gathers energy and then returns to you. It parallels the weather patterns on Earth, where your negative thoughts go out and gather negative energy, bringing the negativity back to you on its return trip. So all this negativity is churning up the surrounding ethers and causing the erratic flow of weather where negative thoughts have been trapped and are seeking a means of release. Volcanoes and earthquakes are one means of releasing this trapped negativity that's been stored in the Earth for millennia. We experience no fluctuations in the climatic conditions in the subterranean cities beneath Earth, because our environment is closed and protected from the forces on the outside of the planet. We are in a womb, so to speak, where we are comforted and cradled and nurtured. This is the best way to evolve. This is why we don't allow surface folk in, because we are protective of our unique environment. You, too, could create this on the surface, once you recognize that humanity is one. The weather in Telos is always balmy and cool. It is always perfect. For we, here in Telos, keep our thoughts in perfect unity with Mother Earth, and she, in return, gives us back her perfection. We are blessed by the Earth, for we bless and caress her daily with our thoughts. She is a great mother, and will always perfectly care for her children when they perfectly care for her. For life is a circular ladder, which, when climbed in harmony and love, will bring all on its rungs to higher states of evolution. So climb with us. For the steps are many, but our hearts are one. Your erratic weather patterns are a reflection of your thoughts. Adama is here on this spring-like day in autumn, when the foliage reflects the colors of the rainbow. We, too, are enjoying our Indian summer, which lasts all year round. We love our climate, and we keep it pure with our thoughts. On the surface, your thoughts are running wild, with the chaos and fear being reflected back into your weather patterns. As you erupt, your volcanoes erupt. As your emotions swing to and fro, so do the hurricanes and rainstorms. As you pause for breath and feel calmness sweep over you, so does the weather pause to bring you peaceful, sunshiny days. So all you think and feel regulates, or should we say deregulates, the weather patterns. The earth is a great reflector, and she reflects the thoughts and feelings of all life on her body. As you center yourself and dig in to her feelings, you can calm the storms and stop the relentless spattering of rain, or render harmless the tornadoes and hurricanes. You have this power of connection to the earth, and you are here to help her maintain balance and regain her composure as a great being of light. Earth was quarantined and erased from sight by those who tried to control humans. When other star systems scanned the position where Earth was located, they registered only empty space on their screens, as if Earth didn't exist. This quarantine has been removed, and Earth now reflects her great majesty into outer space for all to see. Earth is a great body of light, and as each light worker begins to awaken, Earth's light shines brighter and stronger. Adama watches the surface closely, and reports any anomalies to the Confederation. We tried to keep the Earth disturbances as non-disruptive as possible. Know that the weather in Telos is always the same, as our lives are always balanced and stable. The weather conditions on the surface mirror your state of mind, and reflect its irregularities and dips in consciousness. In order to stabilize your weather patterns, you must calm your mind, and feel the love of God penetrating you. It is this love that balances and nurtures you, and keeps you on an even keel, as with the weather. When you are always in the love state, and feeling balanced and nurtured, then the weather will mirror this state, and in return, be calm and soothing. For you are a reflection of the macrocosm, and the macrocosm is a reflection of you. You determine all conditions surrounding you, as you set up the parameters for all things to interact. We say this to you because you have noticed the high winds and unending rains causing floods and destruction. These conditions can be reversed by calming yourselves, and moving peacefully and steadily through your life day by day. There's no need to hurry or rush into anything, since all remains where it is, and no one is ever going anywhere, since there's nowhere to go. There's only the dimension you're in at the moment. Notice how time seems to float when you're calm and at ease with yourself? Well, time really does float, and the more you're in this frame of mind, the more you'll experience the flotation of time as it rocks you back and forth gently through each of your days. This is how our life is in Telos. We just float through the days, relishing every single minute, and not noticing at all the passage of time as it eludes us on our daily journey through life. Every moment is potent for us, and we live completely in the present moment, seldom thinking beyond this time frame. You, too, will learn to detach yourselves and float in the now of life as you journey ever higher in consciousness. I am Adama, your brother out of time. Your thoughts can move mountains. I am Adama, here with you on this sunshiny day in the fall. Know that the outer world is beautiful at this time of year, as the foliage turns colors and falls to the ground. We, here in the inner earth, know only sameness, stability, and peace. The leaves remain green, the flowers continually bloom, and the sun always shines. There is great predictability in our weather pattern, and we can always depend on perfect weather. You, on the surface, are assailed with gigantic winds and tornadoes, flooding, and earthquakes. The elements only mirror your thought patterns, which are erratic and unstable in nature. As your thoughts tune into the Creator, your weather patterns will stabilize and decrease in intensity. You've heard the saying, "Your thoughts can move mountains." Well, indeed they can, and have caused mountains to move, volcanoes to erupt, and have been responsible for mudslides and tidal waves, and all weather pattern disruptions. In contrast, in Telos, it is always very peaceful and serene. Our thoughts are always pure, and our hearts are always connected to the Creator. We only experience peace and tranquility throughout our days. You, too, can experience peace in your lives by always focusing on your heart center, and finding the God presence within your very own I Am Presence. We urge you to stay within your heart center as you move throughout your day, and it will bring you the peace you long for. We wait for the time of our connection above ground. Until then, I am Adama.